And now, James Gravel.
In our previous lesson, we discussed what will happen to people who have never heard and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. The suggestion has been made that such individuals might somehow be saved in spite of the fact that they never complied with God's commands regarding their salvation from sin. However, that is not what the Bible teaches. In light of the commands contained in the Great Commission given by the Lord Himself, how can we entertain any suggestion that the unevangelized will be saved? Christ's instructions in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, were crystal clear. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. If the view is correct that the unevangelized of the world will be saved without ever having been exposed to and obeying the gospel, then we could be doing them great harm by carrying out the Lord's command to teach them the truth. By introducing them to the gospel, we might well be condemning those who otherwise would have been saved. The unspoken assumption made by some who believe that people who have never heard the gospel can still be saved is that the most important offense against God is the rejection of Christ. Since the person who has never heard the gospel obviously is not guilty of this, then we ought to let him alone. In fact, letting him alone would be the most helpful thing we could do because if we went to such a person and told him about Christ, we would place his soul in eternal jeopardy since he would then know about Christ. And if he refused to believe in Christ and obey him, he no longer could claim ignorance as an excuse. Hence, the best service we could render is silence. Or, to put it another way, the best thing we could do for such people is to simply keep the Word of God a secret from them, so that they, as a result of their continued ignorance, can be saved, rather than being put in a position of knowing the gospel message and possibly rejecting it. Yet, this is not what the Bible teaches.